Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Glad to be joined by Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Adrian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks for your time this morning. Are you concerned about what might happen on Friday at this point? Is there concern in your industry?
There is concern across the hospitality industry with regard to what could happen and what may not happen next Friday. Obviously, from the very outset, we've always accepted and promoted that we must maintain the protection of the nation's health. The public health advice we will always accept. And at the end of the day, what NPHET will say to the government, normally government will not move from that advice. But we're in a different position now than we were. This feels like Groundhog Day again. We're in a different position now compared to the last previous times that we've been here, is that we're at 92% of the population fully vaccinated. And at some stage, we need to look at how do we start to live with COVID into the future? And is it now time to open up businesses fully for indoor hospitality with no restrictions internally? But we need to dial back up the inspection regime around the COVID certificates so that everybody that is indoors is either have had the vaccine or are recovered from COVID, so that we are protecting everybody that's within the hospitality businesses.
Right, but you know, your members are not doing that at the moment. I'm looking at the screens in front of me here following my conversation with Senator Herron, and most people telling us that they haven't been asked for vaccine certs in restaurants and pubs recently.
And it's very hard for me to say yes or no, because I don't know the businesses that these are being referencing. But all I can say is that when we introduced the COVID certificate back in August, it was a very difficult new initiative to bring into our industry. It is labour intensive, but it was the right thing to do at the time. And I've said from the very, very beginning, we've had no inspection regime worth noting to check on businesses that they're doing it right. And we need to bring that into play, that businesses should and be always make sure that they do this right, because over the next number of weeks and months, it's critical that we get through the winter flu season, the winter health surge that goes into hospitals, that we make sure that we can maintain and keep our businesses open fully, but also in line protect public health. And if that means sending in inspectors into hospitality to make sure we're doing it right, so be it.
Right, but how wrong can you get it? All you have to do is ask for the cert on the door as people come in.
And let me just clear on this, right? When we met with the officials when we were devising the scheme, we were told very clearly from officials that if you asked once for somebody's cert and you knew your local customer, you didn't have to ask them every time they come into the premises. So hence...
I never heard that.
Well, I know that because I was in the discussions with the officials in devising the scheme. So that is fact. And maybe some politician needs to come out and say that that is not the way it should be run. We were told very clearly, when you check somebody's cert, if they're vaccinated, they're vaccinated, and you know your customer, you don't need to ask them every time they're coming in and out. If that's not the way, well, then be very clear to Irish people that's the new protocol.
Well, I have to say, Adrian, that's the very first I heard of that.
Well, I'm very clear on this, because we were informed by the officials during the development of the COVID cert that if Adrian Cummins went into his local pub or restaurant, he was a regular customer, you checked him and you knew he was vaccinated once. And you know, and he comes in on a regular basis, you didn't have to check every time. This is a self-policing mechanism. And there has to be a small bit of common sense approach to it. If you didn't know your customer coming in, check it. Check that person.
But look at the situation now. We have a huge increase in numbers, and some of the academics are pointing at gatherings indoors, and that has to make reference to restaurants and pubs.
No, absolutely not. I totally refute that. The immunologist that has been on the airwaves across the weekend has said they do not know exactly where the clusters are coming from. They can say that the increase in positive cases has been from those that are not vaccinated.
Mm.
And that, like, trying to put it back on top of the hospitality industry again
From those who are...
has to be refuted.
I beg your pardon, Adrian, but from those who are not vaccinated, but if there's not proper policing at the entry to a restaurant or a pub, the unvaccinated are in there mingling with everybody.
Well, let me just throw this another way. Why are we not checking all students going into college whether they're vaccinated? You must be checked going into a hospitality facility within a college. But they can walk next door into a classroom and not be checked into a classroom.
And again, that's very strange.
Why are we not checking people going into a retail outlet where they're not wearing masks?
If they go into the campus bar, they have to show their cert, but they can go into...
There has to be a bit of fairness and balance to this now. We've had 18 months of the hospitality industry has been tortured from economically, but also with unfairly in being attributed to rising cases. I cannot say that we were not part of the problem back in Christmas last year, but over the last 10 months, we were definitely not, because we weren't even open until August of this year.
But you're looking for more direction now where the cert is concerned and more clarity, I suppose. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And I'm trying, what I said earlier on, send in the inspectors.
Yes.
We've asked for this from August of this year. Send in the inspectors. They're not doing their job.
And is that the experience of your members, that there isn't inspection?
There's 20,000 hospitality businesses in this country. We've had 400 inspections. Let's do the math for this. It's very clear. Inspectors are not doing their job. And I've said this from the very beginning, because if you have inspections coming in, people will make sure they do it every time that they're supposed to do it. And if there's a case where every customer must be inspected every time coming in, tell us that. That's not what we were told when we met with the officials. So let's make sure that the hospitality is not going to be the scapegoat again for this issue that's affecting us. But we will abide by public health advice all the time. And if there is a pause for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, so be it. Let's get this right this time so we can keep businesses open in throughout the winter. We don't want to have a scenario where there's any way of a shutdown of hospitality. I don't believe there will be, as the government has said that that's not going to happen.
Before I let you go, can I ask you about the long term for your industry? The budget was rather positive for the industry, would you not agree?
Say that again, sorry.
The budget was positive for the hospitality industry in general. You know, the extension of the wage subsidies and the like, the 9% VATs. What's your feelings on that?
My feelings on it is that the government has done extremely well and supporting the hospitality industry right through COVID. We're very happy with the support that we've got. We are going to go into a very difficult year in 2022. And what I mean by that is that as the supports are weaned off in the first quarter and businesses have to stand on their own 2 feet, that's when you'll see the major casualties coming into our industry. And we said very clearly that we needed an extension until we got the tourism season up and running, which was June of next year. But the real thing in the tail to us was that there's a huge amount of warehouse debt and debt within our industry to suppliers, to landlords and to the tax man as well. And that has come down the tracks very, very fast at us. And the VAT increase from 9% to 13.5% from 1st of September onwards is going to put a lot of people on the edge of collapse, because your tax bill goes up by 50%. So we were very disappointed that that wasn't extended to the end of 2022.
But will be reviewed next September, won't it?
They've said it's going back up. They keep saying to us it was a temporary arrangement, which it wasn't, but it's going back from 9 to 13.5%. And that's going to be very difficult for businesses on cash flow, et cetera, et cetera. And we've called for an urgent meeting with the Minister of Finance on this as soon as possible. But that's our deep concern to it.
All right, Adrian, thank you for your time today. Thank you. Good morning to you. That's Adrian Cummins there, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland.